administrators who are known as Kshatriyas turned astray from the path of absolute truth, being desirous to suffer in hell. The Lord in his incarnation as the sage Parashuram uprooted those unwanted kings who appeared as the thorns of the earth. Thus, he thrice seven times uprooted the Kshatriyas with his skin sharpened chopper. Purport by Srila Prabhupada, the Kshatriyas are the ruling administrators of any part of the universe, either on this planet or on other planets, are factually the representatives of the Almighty Personality of Godhead, and they are meant to lead the subjects towards the path of God realization. Every state and its administrators, regardless of the nature of the administration, monarchy or democracy, oligarchy or dictatorship or autocracy, have the prime responsibility to lead the citizens to the thoughts of God realization. This is essential for all human beings, and it is the duty of the father, spiritual master and ultimate of the state to take up the responsibility of leading the citizens towards this end. The whole creation of material existence is made for this purpose, just to give a chance to the fallen souls who rebelled against the will of the Supreme Father and thus became conditioned by material nature. The force of material nature gradually leads one to hellish condition of perpetual pains and miseries. Those going against the prescribed rules of the regulations of conditional life are called Brahmachitopathas, or persons going against the path of the absolute truth, and they are liable to be punished. Lord Parashuram, the incarnation of the Personality of Godhead, appeared in such a state of worldly affairs and killed all the miscreants' kings 21 times. Many Kshatriya kings fled from India to other parts of the world at that time. And according to the authority of Mahabharata, the kings of Egypt originally migrated from India because of Parashuram's program of chastisement. The kings or administrators are similarly chastised in all circumstances whenever they become godless and plan a godless civilization. That is the order of the Almighty. So, this seventh chapter of the second canto describes various incarnations of the Supreme Personality of God. And in this way, 22 different incarnations of the Lord. purpose of Parshuram's coming, the purpose of different incarnations' appearance have been described in this chapter. Like in the previous chapter, it has been described. In the previous verse, it has been described how Dhanu and Dhani are also an incarnation. Then, Kshatriya will have Gandhari in the context. Western. Even different, closer distance, in the country, 200 miles, the world comes into distance, you will have any contact. Even one village, we'd hardly have. Bhagavad Gita written, Bhagavad Gita found in South India, say 2000 years back, another Bhagavad Gita found in North India, 3000 years back, another Bhagavad Gita found in Western India, 1500 years back, another Bhagavad Gita found in Eastern India, 500 years back. That's exact. Recently, In India, we see that fiction started. I remember when I was young, my aunt, my father's eldest sister, used to get very upset when she used to see us reading novels. She used to get very upset, and I could not understand why she used to be so upset after all this way. And later on, actually, after I became a devotee, I realized why it was. Because previously, in Indian context, one would not write fiction. There was no room for untruth in written form. This was introduced to the British. And as a result of that, what happened? When due to the British influence and British education, this fiction entered into the Indian scene. What happened? Everybody started to think the scriptures are also fictitious. They lost their faith in scriptures. This is how Kali actually has crippled the Indian mentality or Indian approach to the Vedic scriptures. But in reality, they would deal with the absolute truth. When the scripture says these are the words of God, they are the words of God. There is no room for speculation. Maybe it is not. People come up with all kinds of fictitious ideas. Like, Vyasdeva is not one person. There's a Vyas is many, many persons. There are many Vyas. Whoever writes is Vyas. So all these Vedic scriptures are not actually written by one person. At different times, different people introduce their concocted ideas, and that's what is Vedic literature. But Srila Prabhupada came and he kicked out all those misconceptions. And he gave us the real understanding. These are not only the truth, they are the absolute truth, and there is nothing but the truth. The scripture, not a single word is. And we must accept it with that understanding. Every single word of the scriptures must be absolute. And when we see it from a proper perspective, it becomes crystal clear. How it becomes crystal clear? Sometimes people say, but you all are starting off. You all are just accepting with faith. Yes, we are accepting it with faith. Just like a child, when he first learns the alphabet, he takes it with faith. That yes, whatever my mother is teaching me is correct. A is A and B is B. He doesn't question why A is not X and B is Y. He never questions. He accepts A is A and B is B. And then when he grows up and begins to read books, then he sees it becomes very funny. Is A is A. So similarly, although at the beginning stage we may accept it with faith, because we don't have any other recourse, we don't have any other knowledge, we don't have any other access to any other information. So we have to accept it the way it is presently. But then it becomes experimentally verified. Yes, A is A and B is B. There's no contradiction. Like as I was saying, in Bhagavad Gita, we find the presentation in a certain way. Krishna is saying that Aham Sarvasya Prabhu Bhavantu Sarvam Pravartate, and I am the source of everything, I am the origin of everything. Then we come to Srimad Bhagavatam, we find the same thing presented there. And not only just a presentation, but very systematically, very scientifically it has been pointed out. Like here, in this chapter we are seeing different incarnations. Why they came? Their very detailed description is there. Why different incarnations appear? Like in this chapter, we will see why, in this particular verse, why Parashuram came. The Kshatriyas became tyrannical. They became all nonsense. They are actually in a very precarious condition because they are very powerful individuals. And they have the right to enjoy the world. They have the right to grab whatever they want. thing, he wants a kingdom, he'll go and tell the king, look, I want your kingdom. And the king will say, okay, I don't want to give it to you. Then he'll say, okay, then let's fight. And whoever wins, you'll have the kingdom. And that's the Kshatriya. He's a lion of a man. Look at the nature of a lion. Will a lion go and beg? Only in the zoo, a lion will beg for food. But not in the wilderness. See what man has done. Even made a beggar of the lion. That's what human society has done. But in nature, a lion will never even touch a food, a prey that has been killed by some other animal. Lion will kill the animal and then only it will eat that animal. That's the lion. Why? Because that's the nature of the mode of passion. And a kshatriya is in the mode of passion. Therefore, the nature of a kshatriya king and kshatriya and the nature of a lion are very similar. A kshatriya will be attracted to a girl, a princess. What will he do? He will go and claim her. Say, look, I want this girl. And others say, no, you can't have her. It's fine. And that is what the Swayambhara used to be like. Hundreds of kings and princes would come to claim the princess. The princess would offer, select her own husband. Okay, the princess selects the husband, and the other kings will prevent that person to gain her. They'll fight, he'll have to fight against. Win that princess. So that's the nature of a kshatriya. He's powerful and the material nature or the laws of the material nature provides him with this opportunity. Okay, you can behave like that. You have got the license. But kshatriya must act as a subservient to fight to a brahmin. That is the balancing. Otherwise, the kshatriya will become a tyrant. He'll become a totally despotic independent. So therefore, and the chances are there that a kshatriya would go astray. And it happened at some point in time in the history. And then Lord came as Parashurama. What he did, the kshatriyas became